And it's not only capacity to make sure you have the right number of people to do federal, state, and local procurement, but it's also the capability. You know, this is an industry that controls what, $3.9 trillion in federal spend, another $3 trillion in state and local spend, and yet there is no college, university, in an undergrad or graduate track that specifically helps students come out of that educational setting and ready and prepared to work in the procurement and acquisition workforce. There's minimally some effort in the private sector, but very, very limited in the public sector. And so this whole ability to create the capability of individuals to have the knowledge and skill sets to be good practitioners as it relates to contracting acquisition, it's a huge issue for us, which is the reason why we have spent significant resources trying to provide education and training to individuals that are in that public procurement workforce. We have also worked with a professional certification body so that those standards are assessed, the body of knowledge that you need in order to be successful in this industry, that those are assessed through a certification process. And unfortunately, both in the federal, state, and local governments, those certifications are not necessarily recognized as a requisite for practicing good public procurement policies. So this is a key issue for us, is that not only you have to have the right practices in place, but you also have to have the right people doing those jobs correctly.
I wonder if that would be something that would come under the new contracting rules that are supposed to be out by the end of September, set up some sort of graduate level program for people to learn how to do their jobs. Because time and again, we hear the concern. We don't have enough people, and the ones we have are not properly trained.
Amy, I could not agree with you more. And certainly that is the mission for NIGP, as well as of our collegial associations, to push the formal education through the college and university system, which is the reason why we've created partnerships with colleges and universities to help formulate how that would develop in terms of undergrad and grad programs. But it's a lifelong journey of learning, and so that's a hallmark for NIGP, as it is for a lot of our other sister associations, to make sure that the people not only are there, that you have them in terms of the numbers, that's what I would identify as the capacity, but they are also capable of doing the job and are on top of the new techniques that are available in public procurement. So you have to have both. You have to have the people and you have to have the practice in order to make public procurement work. State and local government has been practicing issues on transparency and competitive bid structures for many years. We have been involved as an association with other associations to help develop those standards for developing the rules of engagement for public procurement. For many, many years, we have been involved with the American Bar Association, who has published a model procurement code and model procurement regulations. And those standards provide some consistency, as well as collaboration on how you would develop good purchasing practices in the public sector.
These standards already exist. This is nothing new, at least where you come from. In the federal government, people are really concerned about how they're going to be able to implement this, particularly when the president said something to the effect of no-bid contracts will be no more, for the most part. For you guys, that's standard operating procedure.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the whole part of transparency, is that there's confidence in the public, there's confidence in the administration that you have a process in place that's defensible, that certainly maximizes competition, eliminates any kind of barriers to the supplier community playing in the development of goods and services to government. But certainly we identify transparency as the ability to have a fair, impartial, equitable treatment of suppliers, and that you are doing business in the light of the day, as the president said during his inaugural speech. All of that kind of supports good government. You've got to have confidence in the procurement system that is in place in order for people to be able to rely on government for both from a supplier standpoint to be able to rely on it as a market for goods and services. But for the citizenry to believe that when they are writing that check to the IRS, that their dollars are being spent in a fair and equitable manner.